For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. This Saturday, a group of five senior athletes from Stingray Swim Club will attempt to swim across the North Sound in honor of Emmanuel Manny Brown. Stingray head coach Dave Pursley says Jake Bailey, Kyra Rabis, Alana Sinclair, Alex Dakers, and Raya Embury Brown will cross a distance of more than 10 kilometers or 6 miles.
We are coming up on the one-year anniversary of Emmanuel Brown's death, and his daughter, Raya Embry Brown, is one of the swimmers on our team. And, of course, it was going to be a tough time of year for her, and this is something that she can do in honor of her dad. And so we decided to take the swimathon to the sea and then decided to take it one step further and do something that was meaningful and a feat that not many people have done, or a feat that, you know, is something that people can really truly appreciate and understand how tough it really is.
Brown died tragically in a boating accident 1 year ago on August 11th. The swim is planned to start at Starfish Point and end at Georgetown Yacht Club on Saturday, August 8th, to start at 6 a.m. and finish at 8 to 8:30 a.m. Mothers across the Cayman Islands joined the rest of the world this week in celebrating Breastfeeding Week and supporting breastfeeding for a healthier planet. More from Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego.
This year's theme for World Breastfeeding Week, Support Breastfeeding for a Healthier Planet, is aligned with United Nations Sustainable Development Goal 3, Good Health and Well-Being. This theme focuses on the impact of infant feeding on the environment in this era of climate change and the importance of promoting, protecting, and supporting breastfeeding to ensure and maintain good health. In the Caribbean, the Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARFA, reports breastfeeding initiation within the first hour of birth is fairly high. However, continued exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months is low at approximately 39%. The benefits of breastfeeding are tremendous for both mother and baby. Breast milk, which is specifically designed to meet the health needs of a growing baby, provides protection against infections and illness, including ear infections, diarrhea, and pneumonia. In recognition of World Breastfeeding Week, CARFA encourages mothers to see breastfeeding as the optimal feeding method for infants from the first hour of their birth to at least 6 months after, with continued breastfeeding up to age 2 or beyond, along with complementary food. During this COVID-19 pandemic, CARFA says it is only natural for new mothers or expectant mothers to have concerns about their breast milk, breastfeeding, and transmitting the virus to their babies. There is no evidence to date of COVID-19 presence in breast milk or transmission via breast milk. Because of the benefits of breast milk and breastfeeding and the negative effects of stopping it, it is recommended that mothers continue to breastfeed. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
The Marine Resource Unit continues to monitor the potential risk of stony coral tissue loss disease, which has made its appearance on some of the island's coral reefs. For the past 3 weeks, the team and assisting organizations have been monitoring the reefs using a map created in ArcGIS, which portions out all three of the Cayman Islands. Monitoring is being done by towing snorkelers behind a slow-moving vessel, whilst scanning the reef for evidence of diseased corals. During tows, the DOE says if a coral looks to be diseased, a GPS location is taken as well as photos, descriptive characteristics of the coral, and depth. Officials say so far they've monitored about one-third of Grand Cayman, but there is plenty more work to do. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins with Radio Cayman, signing out.
BBC News with Rosemary Main. A passenger plane with about 190 people on board has crashed while landing at an airport in southern India. Aviation officials said that the Air India Express flight IX1344 from Dubai overshot the hilltop runway at Karipur Airport in Kerala amid heavy rain. The aircraft fell into a valley and broke into two pieces. It had been repatriating Indians stuck overseas during the coronavirus crisis. Rescue operations are underway. BBC News.